Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tree disease ash dieback was first discovered in Ireland almost 10 years ago, and it has been spreading across the country at an alarming rate, destroying mainly young trees. Already, some hurley makers are importing their ash from Europe. Well, our reporter Mike McCartney travelled to County Mayo, where he first spoke to Margaret Lundy, who planted some of her land with ash trees, only to discover her crop has been attacked by the disease ash dieback.
This plantation here is in a village called Clumeen West, which is a short distance from both Charlestown and Carrycastle. Last year, we noticed that the leaves on the ash trees were going brown and discovered that we had this disease called ash dieback. The first thing that drew our attention was the leaves turning brown, not continuing to grow.
At what time of the year would that have been?
That would have been springtime. In the spring of 2019 was the first time this plantation was planted in 2011.
Now, Margaret, we're going over to a tree here. Now, we're looking at a very young tree here and it's gone. Tell me about it.
So what we're looking for here is on the bark of the tree, we're looking for a diamond-shaped lesion. They call it a lesion. So you're looking for that, and you'll spot that even early on. This one is quite bad now because it's actually gone rotten at this stage. But you're looking for this lesion on the bark of the tree, and that will tell you that you have ash dieback.
So what are your plans now? Because this is an area where you've planted not just ash, but all other types of trees.
So the plan is the department are given grants to replant areas like this under certain conditions. So I have applied for the grant and I'm quite hopeful that I will get it. The conditions I had to have here were that 10% of the plantation would contain the disease, that the trees would be no higher than 6 metres.
So now you're looking at all your efforts and you're looking at dead trees in front of you.
My plan is that when we get the grant, hopefully, that we will replant, that we will take out the ash that has the dieback, all the ash, actually, and replant with one called birch, which is a fast-growing tree.
Noel Kennedy is the Chagas Forestry Development Officer for counties Roscommon, Galway and Mayo.
Mike, ash dieback is a fungal disease that was first identified in a forestry plantation there in Ireland in 2012. So essentially it got into the country. I think it was inevitable that it would arrive because it's been moving steadily westwards through Europe through the 90s. It produces little spores which land on the leaves. They make their way in through the leaves and gradually make their way through the stems and into the branches and eventually into the main stem. And essentially it causes a real problem because the little, vessels that bring the water and the food up and down through the plant, the fungus kills these and essentially the tree begins to die back above and below these parts that have been affected. So it has spread rapidly throughout the country. I would think there is very, very little part of the country where ash isn't affected. In Chagas, I suppose, we have been dealing with the ash owners and ash plantations. You know, since 1990, over 11,500 hectares of ash has been planted with over 2,000 owners. And obviously, there's great concern amongst those owners about the future of their ash.
So can it be contained, or is there a situation where once a tree gets the ash dieback, that's the end of the tree?
Certainly it's going to be very difficult to contain. There were efforts made back in 2012 and 13 to eradicate it, but it had already got a foothold and it has got out into the rest of the country, and we see the story all around us there, not only in forestry plantations but on roadsides, and maybe people in their gardens as well are beginning to notice it. Chagas has been carrying out a lot of tree breeding research since around 2015 to try to identify, often in collaboration with European agencies as well, ash trees that show signs of tolerance to the disease. So last year we set up the first, trial genotype bank in County Kilkenny with trees that we believe are showing signs of tolerance. So if that succeeds, that will be very good news. But it will take quite a time to really discover if we do have trees that we can then grow on into seed, etc., to hopefully start bringing back our ash into the environment.